Urgent. Saved. Monday at 9:59 a.m.
Brian, Karen Freeman, Naples, Florida. Please check and verify this information. 8, 1970, New York City. Plague. Scares TV producers out of the city commercials and advertisers. Satellite offices open. Now, they say, gays act like monkeys out of Africa playing in their feces and excrement. We want to get away from these kids. They got a plague. That's how TV presents the epidemic to us. Now, the Scarlet Letter, adulterous purple marks, been around since colonial times. In the Bible, they called it leprosy in Exodus. What I'm upset about is the cryptic messages given by World News, and presently they're advocating a gay lifestyle. I live in Naples, Florida. Since 9/11, we're having actors and actresses relocate. We've got children, yellow and green with hepatitis, and gray with AIDS. I'm concerned about our water system as well as yours. The Pentagon came to its demise for 9/11. They call it getting caught in the quagmire when different governmental agencies don't want to overlap. I'm suggesting people talk about it, circulate this information, check and verify. Matter of fact, we've got actors and actresses down here from the Richard Rogers production of How to Succeed in Business. On that playbill from Playbill Online, Richard Rogers Theater, How to Succeed in Business, 1995, and the Twin Towers and Group of Mayans. You'll notice the cast of actors is our World Day presenters. I call them terrorists. All I can do is suggest don't get caught in the quagmire when you're looking for answers from your federal communications. How about this? Security and Exchange Commission, hosted by a guy named...
End of message. Erase, press 7. Save, press 9. More up. Resaved.